USA News. I'm Lance Pry. President Biden and the First Lady will host a state dinner for combatant commanders in the state dining room. That'll be taking place at 6:30 this evening. It's also Fed Day. Central bank officials are expected to announce another rate increase at 2 p.m. Eastern. Officials say it's the fastest series of rate hikes in 40 years in an attempt to curb inflation. Texas authorities say the illegal immigrant suspected of killing five of his neighbors with an AR-15 rifle in their Cleveland, Texas home was taken into custody in Montgomery County last night, ending a days-long manhunt. 38-year-old Francisco Oropesa, a Mexican national whom authorities named as a suspect in Friday's shootings, was taken into custody without incident. The arrest took place about 17 miles west of the murder scene. FBI Assistant Special Agent Jimmy Paul last night after the arrest.
We don't let up. We've always said it's not a matter of if, but a matter of when the suspects will be caught, and we're extremely glad that today is the when.
The White House is taking a new strategy to get its judicial nominees through a tricky Senate process that has gotten even harder with the absence of Senator Dianne Feinstein, the Democrat from California. President Biden today will nominate four new judges for openings on federal district courts. With Border Patrol officials announcing over 22,000 illegal immigrants entering the United States in the last few days, the Biden administration has been preparing for this expected surge for years and now has a plan. The Biden administration is launching migrant processing centers in Central and South America and deploying 1,500 additional soldiers to the border in anticipation of Title 42 pandemic ending next Thursday. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard seized a Panamanian-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz this morning, the second such capture by Tehran in under a week. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned Congress this week that a default could come as soon as June 1st if action is not taken to expand the national debt. Republicans in the House have passed a budget to slightly increase the debt ceiling and make cuts to government spending and curb inflation, spurring both parties to double down on their debt ceiling strategies. There is an epidemic of loneliness and isolation in America, according to the U.S. Surgeon General.
Dr. Vivek Murthy said a lack of human connection in the U.S. is increasing people's chances of dying early by 60%. The report cited research which showed roughly half of American adults are experiencing loneliness every single day, something that happened even before the pandemic. The Surgeon General said it is time for the U.S. to take this as seriously as initiatives addressing obesity, tobacco use, and addiction. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Garden State ranks among the best top 20 states in a U.S. News survey.
In its latest annual ranking of states, U.S. News and World Report has ranked New Jersey 19th nationwide, with a study highlighting its universities and leading technology firms. The study looked at states' health care, crime, education, and the economy. The Garden State ranked first among all states in its pre-K through 12th grade performance. It ranked in the bottom half of states in its economy, fiscal stability, and the environment. I'm Skip Kelly.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.